listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining our reflection here today. Our passage today is John 12, verses 20 through 33. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. This passage comes right after the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, when the people sing Hosanna. And it comes right before the Last Supper. This passage is all about Jesus being glorified. The Greeks, Gentiles, not the first emphasis of Jesus' ministry, not the first audience of Jesus' ministry, want to see him. And Jesus responds in a way saying, "Soon everyone will see me or be able to see me for who I truly am." So how is Jesus going to be glorified? By dying. He shares small parable of a grain of wheat that dies and bears fruit. And he says, if I'm going to die, you too must die. If we love our lives, we lose them. But what Jesus calls us to is to follow him, to serve him, and to do as he does, to die. We see this voice from heaven that God speaks in thunder, revealing himself to validate what Jesus said, to emphasize that this is his son. And Jesus promises that his glory will cast out the ruler of this world and draw all people to himself, including the Greeks, which this passage starts with asking to see him. Brothers and sisters, this is good news. The glory of Jesus, his death and resurrection, cast out the ruler of this world and draws us to him. Through the divine action, the divine initiative of God, we have been made right with him. Today, I invite us to sit with him, to sit with the Lord, and ask him to show you his glory. Let us ask him as well to show us ways that he wants us to die as he did. And today, let us seek out ways to die to ourselves for the sake of the Lord and others. Lord God, our Father, we thank you that you, in your glory, give us redemption, that through your death and resurrection, we have new life. God, thank you for your glory made known in your Son Jesus and poured out into us through the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to be aware of your glory. Help us to see opportunities we have today to die to ourselves as you died. Lord, thank you for your great work on the cross. Increase in us gratitude, increase in us love, increase in us sacrificial love. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.